We were closing. It was 7:59, and we waited patiently for it to click to 8 o'clock. When the minute flipped over, we began our dance. You were flirty that night, and caused me to become slightly aroused. I liked it when you gave me attention. I really liked it when you gave me orders. I was secretly hoping you would bend me over and fuck me in the back room. I was finishing up my paperwork when you came back to put up the lottery sheet. You brushed your fingers through my hair, then grabbed a handful, tilting my head back. Small gasp escapes my lips. You smile at me, my pussy responding by dripping my juices out of me. At this point, I'm willing to do almost anything. You stand me up and turn me around. You grab my tits hard and rough and press them together. You admire my silhouette before pulling my shirt and tank top off. My bra is black and tan. Pretty black lace decorates it. You turn me around and slowly unhook my bra, leaving me topless. You turn me back around, and this time, you grab my bare breasts. You pinch and tease my nipples. Moans escape my lips as you toy with me. You begin to suck on my nipples, which sends me into a frenzy. I'm so horny, and your touch amplifies it. I arch my back as my first orgasm shoots through me. Yes. You press me against the shelves and begin to nibble on my neck and collarbone, sending electricity through my body, causing me to reach the edge, eventually coming again when you press your hand against my pussy. You're smiling mischievously as you continue teasing me. I'm squirming, whimpering. Please, please. Please what? You ask. Please fuck me. I reply. Do you deserve it? Have you been a good girl? Mm-hmm. Is all I can say. You press against my pussy again, and I buck against you as I orgasm. I'm whimpering, and you laugh lightly. You grab my hand and guide it to your jeans, where your hard cock is hidden. I'm eager to touch you. I rub you lightly as you continue to kiss my neck, my ears, and my lips. By this point, I'm drenched. So ready to have you inside me. You turn me around and pull down my pants. I hear you unbuttoning, and my anticipation rises. You reach down and you run your finger along my pussy, feeling how wet I am. I moan when you stick your finger inside me. I press down on you, pushing you in further, but you pull out of me, Did I say you could do that? You ask as you pull my head back, whispering in my ear. No. That's right, you say. And what do you do for me?
I follow orders.
And why do you follow orders?
Because you're above me.
That's right. You lessen your grip on my hair and turn me around to kiss me. After a few moments, you spin me around, bend me over, and you place your cock at my opening. I stay still, even though I want to slam down on you. You start slow, playing, getting your cock soaked. I hear you moan softly, and I involuntarily push against you. Oh, I'm sorry. You grab my hair again. No, you aren't, you filthy slut. And slam yourself into me, causing me to call out in surprise and pleasure. You begin to fuck me from behind, hard. Having you inside me causes me to orgasm again, and I almost lose my balance for a moment. You grab my hips and thrust into me as deep as you'll go.
Yeah, right there.
I come again, and as you feel me convulse around your cock, I hear your breath quicken. You say before grabbing my hips and slamming me down on you. You make very little noise, but I feel you come. When you pull out, I can feel you dripping out of me. You pull my hair back gently and kiss my forehead. Good girl. Now you can feel me on your way home. I've marked you. My knees are shaking as you pull up your pants and walk out of the back room.